Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 26 of Crime Stoppers. See it, say it, stop it, a podcast that brings you informed discussion about unsolved crimes, wanted persons, awareness campaigns, and how citizens can remain anonymous to help make their community safer. I'm your host, Sean Sporn, and I have PC Sean O'Neill, Toronto Crime Stoppers Community Engagement and Social Media Officer, sitting in as co-host today. Sean, how are you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Sean?
Good, good. It's been a bit here since we've done a podcast, but as always, we have a really good discussion signed up for today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a good friend of ours, a new partnership with the Crime Stoppers program, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
For sure. On today's episode, we have Sam Cosentino, Director of Enforcement of OMVIC, joining to discuss what we have done and teamed up with him and his team to combat illegal vehicle sales and activity in the province of Ontario. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is OMVIC? What do we need to tell the listeners here about what OMVIC is?
Well, OMVIC exists to ensure a fair and informed marketplace by protecting consumers and enhancing industry professionalism. OMVIC is a delegated administrative authority, and we are responsible for administering the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act and relevant sections of the Consumer Protection Act.
So Sam, how does it help the car buyer community?
So OMVIC ensures that those who are engaged in motor vehicle sales are properly licensed and adhere to a strict code of conduct. Mm-hmm. Enforcement of legislation such as the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act and the Consumer Protection Act helps to protect consumers. OMVIC also has a compensation fund that's available to consumers who purchase their vehicles from an OMVIC registered dealer should there be an issue with the vehicle that they purchased.
Okay, and the compensation fund, can you talk a little bit more about that? How does that work?
All motor vehicle dealers participate in the compensation fund. If there turns out to be a problem with a motor vehicle transaction, consumers have up to $45,000 in compensation that could be available to them.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So with that in mind, why is the partnership between Crime Stoppers and OMVIC important to the car consumers across the province?
Well, first, this partnership supports OMVIC's mandate by partnering with community organizations to help protect the car buying public, grow consumer awareness, and hold accountable those who break the law. The objective of this partnership is to raise awareness about the issue of illegal motor vehicle sales activity in Ontario and how to best protect yourself as a car buying consumer while working to improve the safety of our communities. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's also an opportunity to provide the public with an anonymous crime reporting platform to help identify those who are engaged in illegal motor vehicle sales.
Okay.
Right.
So why should a potential car consumer buy from OMVIC registered dealer? Like, what are the benefits versus buying privately from Marketplace or Kijiji?
Well, consumers have solid protections when purchasing from an OMVIC registered dealer. OMVIC registered dealers also have to adhere to a strict code of conduct. And OMVIC, as we discussed just a few moments ago, has a compensation fund in place should a consumer have an issue with a vehicle they purchased through an OMVIC registered dealer. These protections do not exist if you purchase a vehicle privately.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I know when we launched this partnership, the term curbsider came up. What exactly is curbsiders?
So curbsiders, first and foremost, are a very serious problem in the motor vehicle sales industry. They are individuals who pose as private sellers, pretending to sell a personal motor vehicle, but they are in fact in the business of buying and selling vehicles for profit without a professional license or registration, which is illegal in Ontario. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not only do they misrepresent themselves, they misrepresent the vehicles they're trying to sell.
Why should somebody be wary of that type of individual or organization, a curbsider? I don't know if it's going to be a mom and pop car shop type of a deal. Like, why should the consumer be wary of them?
Right, and they come in all forms. They are unlicensed, unregulated, and as such, they don't have to adhere to a strict code of conduct like registered dealers and salespeople. Mm-hmm. The vehicles they sell are often collision-damaged vehicles with serious structural defects that are almost never repaired properly. Mm-hmm. We also find that in many cases, the vehicle's odometer has been tampered with, we've seen vehicle odometers rolled back by 100 and even 200,000 kilometers.
Wow.
So this isn't just about buying a, we'll call it a lemon, if you will, right? A car that may break down on you. This is about safety on our roads.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When I hear that.
Absolutely.
How prevalent are curbsiders or illegal vehicle sales in Ontario?
Well, it's an issue that's been on the rise the last little while, certainly the last 2 to 3 years coming out of the pandemic with low vehicle inventories, soaring costs of cars, and supply chain disruptions. We estimate that curbsiders are likely responsible for about 25 to 30% of the private ads and sales.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 25 to 30%. Had no idea. How does that impact consumers?
Well, we've seen a significant increase in consumer harm as a result of curbsiders. Misrepresentation is all too common when purchasing a vehicle from a curbsider. Many of these vehicles are not properly inspected or certified to be on the road. Falsification of safety standards certificates is prevalent by curbsiders, and purchasers are at risk of not only buying but operating a vehicle that is not roadworthy.
Wow. So how can a consumer tell if the person selling a vehicle is a curbsider?
Well, curbsiders will often pose as private sellers. You will likely notice that they have multiple vehicles for sale. They will be reluctant to allow you to have the vehicle independently inspected. The vehicle they are selling is usually not in their name. And they prefer cash transactions, of course, to reduce the chances of being detected. And of course, they will not provide you a receipt for the transaction. And they'll also never provide you a vehicle information package, which is required under the Highway Traffic Act when conducting a private sale.
Wow. What other criminal activity is OMVIC seeing in the marketplace right now?
Fraud is on the rise, and this includes odometer rollbacks and insurance write-offs being put back on the road, lacking the proper and necessary repairs. We are also seeing more stolen vehicles enter the marketplace, both in private sales and retail sales through dealers. Many of these stolen vehicles are what we call revins or cloned vehicles.
So revinning, what is that term all about, Sam?
So revinning is a motor vehicle fraud. It involves a process of creating a new identity for a motor vehicle so that its true identity is masked. The true identity in most cases is that of a stolen vehicle. Because this type of vehicle fraud is so elaborate, we have seen even professionals in the marketplace being fooled and defrauded. As I mentioned earlier, we are seeing some of these stolen revin vehicles enter the retail market, where legitimate dealers and salespeople mistakenly purchase such vehicles or take them in on trade, only to resell them to consumers.
With everything that we've talked about today and what OMVIC is, how can the general public get in touch with you guys directly?
Well, consumers can find our contact information and methods of submitting a tip or a complaint by going to omvic.ca.
Okay. So from my point of view with Toronto Crime Stoppers, you know, this partnership aligns well with our collective goal of enhancing community safety.
Absolutely.
Moreover, you know, it highlights an additional layer of protection for the car buying public when it comes to combating illegal sales. Sean, you know, when we talk about the tips that are coming into Crime Stoppers, OMVIC related tips, are they anonymous?
Absolutely. When you submit information to Crime Stoppers, we'll never ask any personal identifiers of yourself, your contact information, nothing. And what will happen next is once you've concluded submitting your tip, you'll get a tip ID and password. You need to save that somewhere safe. Put it deep in your phone or put it on a piece of paper, hide that piece of paper, but of course, remember where the paper is. And then check back through our website within 72 hours. Chances are we're going to be sending back questions to you to gain more information so that it'll help OMVIC and their investigative team to go through the information and hopefully stop this behavior.
So how can the public make a report into Crime Stoppers? You can call 1-800-222-8477 and go online. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you can call in at the phone number you just said or 416-222-8477. 8477. It's open 24 hours, 7 days a week, regardless of holidays. Or you can go through our website at 222tips.com, and you just look for a red rectangle in the middle of the screen. Click on that, and you'll start up the process.
This is a great partnership, Sam, with yourself and the team over at OMVIC. I think this is going to be very informative podcast, pushing it out into our listener base. I know since we launched this partnership in Toronto, we received an influx of tips that we never saw before. And again, for us, it's about the awareness, right? And driving the message out, talking to those consumers, if you will. And again, if you have something, if you have a question, now we know how to reach out to OMVIC, obviously from a reporting mechanism, they can report into us and remain anonymous. But how about any final thoughts from you, Sam?
Things for consumers to be aware of, really, know who you're buying the vehicle from. Ask for ID, make sure they are the registered owner. Certainly request an opportunity to have the vehicle inspected. If they're reluctant to do so, there's likely something not right. Consider obtaining a used vehicle information package from the Ministry of Transportation. You may also want to consider purchasing your own vehicle history report for the vehicle. And of course, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is. And I think on a final note, our message is always buy from an OMVIC registered dealer to protect yourself.
Absolutely. What about you, O'Neill?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an enlightening conversation with Sam. And I think, speaking from an individual who's purchased used cars before, do the research. Look on multiple platforms. Get an idea of what the average price should be for that amount of kilometers and body shape. And like Sam said, ask for the vehicle information package. Ask the questions, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be out thousands of dollars.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially, I know there's a fund, but again, I mean, not everybody qualifies for this fund, right? So you need to do your own due diligence when you're purchasing something of value, like a car. It's a major purchase besides a home in someone's lifespan, right? It's going to be a car and a home.
Again, private sales are not covered by the compensation fund.
Yeah, well, I mean, there you have it, right? Some good takeaways there. For myself, I just want to reinforce the objective of this partnership and awareness campaign that we're doing, and it's very straightforward. Raise awareness in the community about illegal vehicle sales and activity in Toronto and across Ontario. Let the offenders know the industry is taking action. And lastly, provide the community with an anonymous crime reporting platform to identify those individuals involved in this type of crime to police by contacting us at Crime Stoppers. So Sam, thank you once again for taking the time to join us. And as always, my co-host, Sean O'Neill, thank you for joining as well. As we conclude, I'd like to remind everyone that community safety is a shared responsibility. See it, say it, stop it. Remember, you remain anonymous. Criminals don't. For more information, please visit us at 222tips.com and follow us on social media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast to stay connected and join the conversation. Please share a podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or show ideas, please email us at crimestopperspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time,